Why a public purpose economy is Australia's path forward. A public purpose economy puts people before profit. Here's how it works and how we can make it happen in Australia. Introduction: the system is broken, but it doesn't have to be. Australia's economy is rigged to serve corporations, not communities. After decades of neoliberalism, public services are eroded, inequality is entrenched, and the common good is sidelined. Who suffers? Ordinary Australians, those locked out of housing, stuck in underfunded hospitals, or crushed by debt. These are not market failures, they are policy choices that prioritize profit over people. A public purpose economy changes the equation. By using Australia's monetary sovereignty to invest in universal services, job guarantees, and public infrastructure, we can realign the economy to serve people and the planet. This isn't just possible, it's essential. What is a public purpose economy? A public purpose economy is designed to serve people, communities, and the environment, not private profit. It's built on public ownership, democratic control, and the idea that everyone deserves access to the essentials of life: housing, education, healthcare, transport, energy, and decent work. Key features of a public purpose economy: publicly owned and operated essential services, free universal healthcare and education, a federally funded job guarantee, climate-focused infrastructure, government use of public money, not austerity. What it could look like in Australia. If Australia adopted a public purpose economy, our daily lives would transform. Essential services would be restored, not sold off. Communities would thrive, not just survive. Housing is a right, not an investment. A large-scale return to publicly built and owned housing. Rent caps and strong tenant protections. End homelessness and stop property speculation. Free, fully funded public health and education. No out-of-pocket costs for healthcare, dental, or mental health. Rebuild public TAFE and universities. Ban outsourcing and private creep into public hospitals and schools. Jobs for all through a national job guarantee. Government provides meaningful, socially beneficial jobs. Living wages, strong protections, and community-based placements. End to forced unemployment and insecure gig work. Public-led climate action and infrastructure. National renewable energy grid and electrified transport. Climate restoration jobs for reforestation and regenerative farming. Phase out fossil fuel subsidies and invest in future-proof systems. How Australia's monetary sovereignty makes it possible. Australia is a sovereign currency issuer, it creates the Australian dollar. That means the federal government cannot run out of money the way a household, business, or even state government can. Public purpose spending is not constrained by revenue but by real resources and inflation. The myth of government needing to find the money through tax or borrowing is outdated and harmful. Why we can afford it? The true limit is inflation, not insolvency. As long as there are idle people and unmet needs, public spending is appropriate. Public investment creates value, healthy communities, educated citizens, and climate resilience. Stop saying taxpayer money. Federal spending is not funded by taxes. Taxes create demand for the currency and help control inflation. Essential services should be funded as public purpose investments, not financial burdens. Why the neoliberal model has failed? Neoliberalism turned essential services into commodities and citizens into customers. Its impacts are everywhere. Housing costs are obscene, while public stock decays. Public hospitals are stretched to crisis levels. Education is a debt trap, not a right. Fossil fuel companies thrive while climate targets are missed. The system is working as designed. But it's not working for us. How to make a public purpose economy a reality? Change won't come from those in power without pressure from below. Educate and share the truth. Spread the message of Australia's monetary sovereignty. Push back on "we can't afford it" narratives. Use platforms, forums, and conversations to shift public understanding. Elect people, not parties. Support independents and minor parties that reject corporate money. Demand policy over personality. Make every electorate unsafe for vested interests. Challenge corporate control. divest from big banks and move to community-owned alternatives. Fight for the privatization of energy, transport, and housing. Boycott exploitative companies and support public interest media. Conclusion: a future built on purpose, not profit. Neoliberalism commodifies everything, including life itself. A public purpose economy values people, planet, and dignity. It restores the idea that government exists to serve, not to sell. With our monetary sovereignty, Australia has every tool it needs to fund a just and resilient society. All that's missing is the will. Let's build it, together. What public service would you most like to see reclaimed under a public purpose economy, and why? Q&A, people also ask. Q1. What is a public purpose economy? It's an economic model where governments use their fiscal power to provide universal access to essential services like housing, healthcare, education, and employment. Q2. How would Australia fund it? Using its monetary sovereignty, Australia can create public money to fund what is socially and economically needed. Taxes and borrowing are not prerequisites. Q3. Is a job guarantee viable in Australia? Yes. The government can create jobs that serve community needs and environmental goals, ending unemployment and insecurity. Q4. Isn't this just socialism? No. A public-purpose economy can coexist with private enterprise but ensures that the foundations of a decent life are universally guaranteed. Q5. Why hasn't this been implemented? Decades of misinformation, lobbying, and corporate-aligned media have stifled public understanding of what's economically possible. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article, see what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Spread the word. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Support independent voices that challenge the status quo. Social Justice Australia doesn't rely on corporate advertisers or donors. We exist because of passionate readers like you. If you believe in independent media that educates and informs through truth-based analysis, exposes injustice and failed policies, advocates for real, people-first reform, then please consider supporting our work. Click here to donate. One time or monthly, your contribution keeps our platform alive, ad-free, and uncompromising. Thank you for being part of this movement. Together, we are changing the conversation. And the future. Bonus. Help others discover our work, leave us a quick Google review. It only takes a moment and means the world. References. Center for Future Work, The Australia Institute. Modern Money Lab, University of Adelaide.